Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the book of the prophet Isaiah. Lesson 7, Defeat of the Assyrians. Summary. The shadow of the decrees of the dial of Ahaz, father of King Hezekiah, should go backward 10 degrees. Have you ever heard of anything like that? The sun moves like that, and then it will go back and again. 10 degrees on the sundial of King Ahaz, backwards, the shadow. And it happened. And in the kingdom of Babylonia, the Babylonians were the servants of the Assyrians at that time. They had a king, but he had to pay to the Assyrians so that the Assyrians did not do them any harm. They had to pay tribute. And in this time, the king of Babylonia sent two servants, high officials, to the king of Hezekiah because they had watched in the sky this movement of the sun going back 10 degrees, the shadow of the sundial. And they had heard in Babylonia it has to do with King Hezekiah and his sickness and so on. So he sent his high officials, and they wanted to know more. How was that? What about the sickness? And how did that work? And what was going on there? And then on and on and on. And therefore, they were there. And it was the great chance to tell the Babylonians about the real God, the mighty God of the universe. And when they came, Hezekiah was so proud. They come from another country and they want to know about my personal life situation and so on. So he was honored. It was something for his soul. I'm prominent. Other kings want to know. And because of this pride, he did something unthinkable. He opened the doors of his treasure house to the eyes of these Babylonian officers. And he showed all his silver and gold. And they, from Babylonia, wow, great. And he showed more and more. He showed everything. And they went back and told the king of Babylonia what they had seen. What an idiot. And then the king was visited by the prophet Isaiah. What have these two persons from Babylonia seen in your house? What have they seen? Oh, they have seen everything. I've showed them all my treasure house. Ah, so you did. The day will come when the king of Babylonia will come with an army and take everything from here, even the people, and will deport the nation, the people of this kingdom of Judah to Babylonia. This was the message. And 100 years later, it happened like this, exactly. King Nebuchadnezzar came and collected and captured what they had seen 100 years before, and which was written down. Hezekiah was such a fine king, godly fearing king, God-fearing king, but in this moment, he made such a terrible, terrible mistake. So be careful. You can be wise one day, and you can be stupid the other day. Of course.